We'll read responsively from the New King James Version, Psalm 71.
Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame.
Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me.
Be my strong refuge, to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man.
For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are the trust from my youth.
By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you.
I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge.
Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day.
Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails.
For my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together,
saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him.
O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me.
Let them be confounded and consumed who are my adversaries in my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seek my hurt.
But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more.
My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits.
I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only.
O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works.
Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me, until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come.
Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you?
You who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth.
You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side.
Also, with the lute I will praise you and your faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel.
My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed.
My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought to shame who seek my hurt.
Okay, Psalm 71 here, after the nice short one last week, we have a longer one. Remember last week, it was a prayer for relief from adversaries we saw in Psalm 70, a psalm of David, and to bring to remembrance. And in it, we have a desperate plea for help with some aspects of reliance and of comfort on God. But it was more, again, of a seeking psalm. This one here, it seems to be a little bit later in the cycle to where they're still asking for help. But this one is far more a resigned psalm, a psalm of resting in the Lord. It even begins, in you, O Lord, or in you, Jehovah, I put my trust, and let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge, for you have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. As we go along through these psalms, and we'll see it develop in the next couple weeks even yet, or at least next week, we're following the path again, as you've heard me say several times, following a cycle, if you will, of Jesus in his life, as he ministered in his life, and then going up to where he was betrayed, where he gave himself up, where he became our sin for us. This psalm is full of reliance upon God and a resigned, not in giving up, but in doing what needs to be done. We see all through here that he has become a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. O God, do not be far from me. O God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and consumed. See, where he's still being persecuted, he's still being attacked, life is still hard. But the psalmist here, Jesus here, is looking past those things more than in the last week and the week before. To where now, knowing that these things must come, he's not looking forward to doing them, but he's looking forward to getting them finished. And doing something and finishing something are very different things. So looking forward to getting this taken care of, we see all through the psalm again, reliance on God. I'm not going to go line through 24 verses, so. Asking God to deliver, but without the note of, well, desperation is a little strong word, but trying to get away, trying to get out, not so much as last week, but a reliance on, see me through this, because I know you'll be there for me. Now, as we read the Gospels, we know that this characterized Jesus. When he began his prayer in the garden, he was sweating as blood. He was more emotional, shall we say, about the trials he had to face. But as he went through, as Jesus prayed, he ended up with, let your will be done, and going forward willingly to the cross. And we see that again here. In verses 12 and 13, it's, O God, do not be far from me, make haste. But just down into verse 14, but I will hope continually, and I will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord Jehovah, of the King Yahweh, and I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. And here we have Jesus looking forward to the salvation of God. The salvation he will purchase for all of us. Now the next couple of verses make it a little more problematic to apply this to Jesus rather than to David. And that's where it looks, where the psalmist is speaking of, you have taught me from my youth, but now that I'm old and gray, do not forsake me. But we know that Psalm 69, 70, 72, and 73 are all directly applied to Jesus Christ in the New Testament. It would be kind of silly to somehow knock 71 out of the middle of that group and say that's something different, even though the subject matter is pretty much the same. The language and the symbolism allows for immaturity to be in view. And I'm not... people are disagreeing how this applies throughout the different source materials I've looked at, so I'm not going to pretend like I have the answer for it. Looking on through verse 19 on, again, it's looking at the righteousness of God. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You have done great things. O God, who is like you? We see here that the righteousness of God and his standards of righteousness are very high. A holy, mighty God is the one that the psalmist is talking to. You have shown me great and severe troubles. But you, who have done these things, shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. So we see here a view to the resurrection of Jesus. Shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. And then the last section, last three verses, or actually the next two, speak of worship of God, worshiping the Holy One of Israel. Now the language uses instrumental worship, but again, this psalm was originally written to be sung in the temple as well as the synagogues. For Jesus to say that he will do these things is not necessarily applicable to the modern church. I'll leave it at that. And the final verse, my tongue shall also talk of your righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, they are brought to shame who seek my hurt. We know that Jesus accomplished what he sought to do, which is purchase salvation for his people. This psalm is about the middle of this cycle speaking of it. Not accomplished yet, but well on the way toward it. As we sing this, let's look at our righteous God. Let's think of the holy God whom we serve and the mediator who reconciles us to him. And we'll sing the first part, Psalm 71a.